Hello and welcome to the Magic Life podcast with a wonderful young lady by the name of Persephone. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been at Magic Life? Where did you live before?
I've been at Magic Life since the October 25th.
Yeah.
And it has been a massive change for me.
What do you mean?
From where I used to live in Hayes to where I am at the moment.
Yeah? Do you prefer it here?
I prefer it here, yes, with all the support that I need.
Yeah.
For allowing me to grow a lot and to be the best person and to be the best version of myself as possible.
And how do they help you do that?
They support me with my daily routine and as well as me doing independent things like getting up in the morning for college and that.
Mm-hmm.
And also allowing me to enjoy the moments and the achievements that I have had for myself.
I can see that you've got some questions written down and you are the first person who's come so prepared for a podcast.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And here you've written some stuff. So talk about some politics, talk about Hinduism.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what interests you about Hinduism?
I've been doing Hinduism throughout both high school and primary school. And I've really enjoyed religious education as much, as well as all the other subjects I like doing.
Mm-hmm.
Hinduism, for me, I'm really interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they worship and how all their gods and goddesses. For me personally, I'm drawn to Goddess Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth and beauty. I feel like I've drawn to her the most. And also, I want to be a Hindu personally. And also, I like to spread awareness about if anyone has been stereotyped by other people just because of the way Hindus worship. I respect Hindus and other religions as well.
So when you were growing up, was you christened or what's your family religion like?
I was a Christian thanks to my grandmother, but ever since I've been listening to the Hindu mantras and stuff, I decided to have a decision to myself and I wanted to convert to what the religion that I am now to being a Hindu.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy Hinduism a lot and I have a friend who is obviously Hindu and she's happy that I am having a decision of being a Hindu.
That's great. I mean, I think it's important that, you know, you can make these own choices, you know, for yourself. I mean, with a lot of religion, you're born with it or it's sort of passed down from your family and they expect you to be Catholic or Christian or whatever religious background that the family comes from.
I personally don't see myself being a Christian anymore since I'm interested in Hinduism. I
think it's raining, isn't it? Shall we go inside?
Good idea.
Good idea. Let's go inside because we don't want to get wet.
No.
Yeah. Right, so we've moved into the office because it started to rain outside. It looked lovely at first. Good thing we didn't go to the park.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been around the park?
I've been in the park, yes.
Yeah, do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about you sort of adopting the Hindu faith.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing that for?
The Hindu faith. I don't remember, but no. I think it's for a while.
Yeah.
Now.
That's good.
I feel devoted and drawn to Goddess Lakshmi and hopefully I can grow a connection with her. And to all those Hindus out there, I stand for the truth for them, and I am with them always, and hopefully I can spread the good word to all Hindu and non-Hindus out there.
That's really good. I think that's a wonderful thing that you've taken control of that, and you know, you feel passionate about it. I can see that you're really passionate about it. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So looking at your list here, we've got some politics, yeah, which is great. What do you think is going on with the current political race at the moment? What's your views on that?
I say the politics as well as the government, they need to put their act together and try and make Britain how it should have been. Everyone who is waiting for the general election, hoping that they would have their futures really good. But I don't believe that personally that they won't make it happen because of how England is at the moment.
What do you think is the main problem at the moment with the state of the country?
Climate change, working hours for the NHS, homeless people, you know, going with no one to turn to, the environment especially, with waste going in the waters for people who are doing Olympic boat racing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
As well as the justice system as well.
Yeah. Do you think a lot of people hold those concerns as well?
Yes, I do believe so.
Yeah. When you're speaking to your friends, are that the sort of things that they talk about?
Yeah, when I was in high school back in Hayes, we were always talking about politics and that.
Yeah. So what would you say would be the top three things that you would like to see change?
Reducing waste and plastic in our oceans. Dumping less rubbish around the planet as well, and also reducing pollution as well. Those are the three main topics.
Yeah. So out of the two, well, there's really only two sort of candidates for election. That's what most people consider is Labour and Conservative. Which one do you think you would like to see come into power?
I personally, Labour.
Yeah?
Because I do believe you can make a change. As for Conservatives, I don't think they will make any changes.
Why is that?
I don't know. But at the same time, I don't think Conservatives will do a good job for our futures. Personally.
Well, they've had some time in politics. They've been there for around about 14 years, apparently.
Yeah.
And a lot of people seem to be sort of dissatisfied with them, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even don't like the fact that Rishi Sunak decided to leave the D-Day event that happened on the news.
Yeah.
And I personally thought that was very, you know, infuriating for lots of people, including myself.
Yeah.
Because you can't just leave a very important event that happened 80 odd years ago. And for all the people who have been taking part in this D-Day event, you would have thought Rishi Sunak would have stayed there at least until the D-Day event was over. So.
Good point. A lot of people, you know, take the same view, you know. Creating wealth, money distribution and taxing the wealth.
Yeah.
What's your views on that? Do you think that the wealthy should be taxed a bit more?
No, not really. There are loads of poor people and us with jobs that don't get enough pay rise, and for the wealth to have even more tax pay.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe that they will just be even more richer than what they are now.
Yeah.
Because there are lots of us who have jobs and we're not getting that much money the way all these wealthy people get.
Mm.
And I personally believe that all they care about is being even more richer than what they are now. So,
you'd like a little bit more of a sort of a more distributed wealth system?
Yes, I personally believe that, yes.
Mm. So, let me ask you a different topic, and which is sort of in the forefront of most people's minds at the moment, which is mobile phone usage by young people.
Mm.
What's your views on that?
I believe that younger people who are under the age of 18 should not be having phones until they're at least 16, 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
Because I personally believe that the mobile phone usage for people who are under 18 are destroying their mental health. And with the usage of mobile phones.
Yeah. What do you think is bad about it?
The way younger people who are under the age of 18 are using social media and taking pictures and selfies of themselves and...
Mm.
They should really be focusing on the real world and not have mobile phones until they're at least 16, 17 or 18.
I think that's a good point. I was having a chat with someone, a young adult, yesterday, and we had that topic come up about mobile phone usage. And what she said is that, you know, years ago, if you went to school and you had maybe a bit of an argument with someone at school,
yeah,
when you left school, it generally ended there, yeah? But now everyone's sort of connected on social media and friends are talking and they said, oh, this person said this to this person. And then, you know, because you're so connected to the social media, the argument continues.
Mm.
But instead of being in the school playground, it's happening on the social media platforms, and they continue the argument and people trying to recruit friends to say, yeah, that one was really bad. So what's your views on that? Do you think that's a problem as well, that young people don't have a chance to switch off?
Yeah, I personally believe so.
Yeah, it can be quite worrying, and there's a lot of content on there that can be sort of harmful as well, right?
Yeah, and too inappropriate for them too.
Yeah. It's not good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we might need to... I think technology is really great.
Mm. But it can sometimes be a bad thing as well.
Yeah, it could be a little bit too much. I think we need to strike a bit of a better balance.
I agree.
Yeah, we don't really need young people to be running around with mobile phones.
At such a young age.
I think the mobile phones might be all right, but these smartphones where they can sort of connect to internet and social media and emails and all this, it's all well and good.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously we want our children to be safe, and maybe mobile phones provide a bit of a safety.
Yes.
But I think we need to be able to switch off as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want for your future?
What do I want for my future? To enjoy a happy life to the fullest.
Yeah. What does that mean? What's a happy life mean to you?
Being surrounded by friends and family.
Yeah.
Enjoying my new religion that I'm interested in and getting a good job one day.
Yeah. What sort of job do you think you'd like to do?
Something around the environment.
Mm, very good. That's really great.
Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies?
Hobbies. I like gaming, reading, watching television.
Mm-hmm.
I do like going out on outings with families.
Yeah. What sort of, where would you like to go? Do you like going to the beach or going to fun fairs or museums?
I like going to my family's houses, as well as going to cafes and arcades and other things like that.
So you like arcades, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah? What sort of games do you like?
The claw machines, as well as any other games that I'm interested in when I go to an arcade, to the beach.
Yeah, I like going to the beach. I think there's when you see the sea coming in and out and the fresh air, it sort of makes you relaxed, right?
Yes, it does.
Have you been to the beach since being here?
I went to Brighton Beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Who did you go with?
With the staff.
Yeah. Have you made friends here?
Yes.
Who's your friend here?
Thea.
Mm-hmm.
Shamari.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything else.
No?
No.
Right. Well, you know what? It's been lovely chatting with you. And I think we've discussed some quite good topics. I'm really... The standout topic for me was Hinduism.
Mm-hmm.
And how you've taken that on. I think that's really great. Mm-hmm. And you made that choice to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah? And your views on politics are really... I think on point. I think a lot of people are thinking the same thing as you.
Yes.
And I think we need a bit of a change. What do you think?
Yes. Change is good.
Mm-hmm. And what about fun things? One last thing. Let's end it on a fun thing. What's the things that you... What is a fun thing for you to do? What do you enjoy doing?
I enjoy gaming mostly.
Yeah? Mm. Spend your time doing that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
Well, Persephone, thank you very, very much for giving me your time.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you enjoyed our little chat.
I enjoyed it too.
Yeah. And I hope that maybe we do another one in the future.
Yep.
Yeah, and we can talk about some more politics. And you can tell me where you are with your Hinduism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And your studies.
Yes.
I'd love to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see how you're doing. Maybe you can share with us some artwork or writing. You know, do you like writing?
Yeah.
I can see that you're a bit of a studious person.
Mm-hmm.
Persephone, thank you very much.
You too.